After resurrection, is the Jesus whom we the Jesus before crucifixion is still hanging on your house. Still hanging in the church, still hanging in the cross. Which Jesus you follow? Resurrected. I preach Christ crucified. And then glorified. After crucifixion. Not before crucifixion. But these people always look at that Jesus who was human, who was sleepy, who was tired. He was like us. Why do you look at me like a pastor? What happened to this one? That pastor's jaw dropped. Said, Jesus is a man full of grief, full of compassion. Yeah, it's full of grief. That's exactly what he said. Man full of grief, you know, sad countenance. He was sad. Huh? Sad. Because of the Sadducee, you know? Sad, you see. You are surrounded by the Sadducees. So what you'll be?
Sad.
You are surrounded with is what you'll be. Alright? Far, you see. Pharisees. Hey.
Thunder
and lightning. Switch it off. So, what Jesus are you following? Are you following the Jesus who was sleeping in the boat, was tired or hungry? And that poor girl finally says, I'll give you water. He says, I don't want it. Chastro, you said you're thirsty. He says, no, I carry my own living water. You know, wow. I can drink. Jesus said, I can drink from Christ, the rock out of whom the water flows.
Wow.
I have my own inbuilt water station.
Awesome.
And after he spoke the revelation, he was not thirsty anymore. So which Jesus was thirsty? Jesus had double personality, schizophrenia. He was 100% human, 100% divine. And he said, I myself don't know when I am this or when I am that. Whatever I see the Father doing, I do. The Son has no control over himself. Some people say, wow, miracle happened like this to this person. Can you pray for me that miracle happened? So you think I'm a magician? I didn't do that. I saw the Father doing it. Why didn't the Father do it? Maybe it's for tomorrow. Or maybe it was yesterday. Did you come for the yesterday worship? No, it was cold and hence I stayed at home. Maybe it was meant for you. You missed it. Ask God sorry and get it today or tomorrow, anytime you want. It's up to God to heal me. It's never up to God to heal. It's up to us. See, our human thinking always going in the opposite direction. So that pastor, such a traditional, nice pastor, good pastor, he said, you know, Jesus was very sad. He was moved with compassion. Yeah, I saw him move with compassion. When he took the whip and ripped the speaker. That is so much compassion. That's not compassion. He was the zeal of the house of the Lord consumes me. So we need to understand Jesus, which is written in the gospel, was the human Jesus, but who had the divinity upon him. In him and flowing through him, which he had no control of. So are we.
Amen.
This and this.
Yes.
As he is,
so are we
on earth.
Yes.
You know, let's go back to Psalms 89. Let me miss the topic. Okay. My covenant I will not break, nor alter the things that have gone out of my lips. See, he says, I will not alter the thing that is gone out of my lips. So once God says something, it becomes law. It becomes an unchangeable, infallible law. And he stands with the word that he spoke, and he will do anything to fulfill that. He cannot, even God cannot break that law. Once he made it, it's done. Once and for all, I have sworn, there it is, verified. Once and for all, he has sworn by my holiness, which cannot be violated. I will not lie today. His offspring shall endure forever. His throne shall continue as a sun before me. Amen. It shall be established forever as a moon, faithful witness. Why are we sticking to this sun? Let's move on. Apparent contradiction to all this, even you, the faithful Lord, have cast off, rejected. You've been full of wrath against your anointed. There it is. You have despised the Lord, renounced the covenant. Okay, now the pity party of Israel. So we need to know where it is Holy Scriptures and when it is unholy Scriptures. What do you mean unholy Scriptures? All the Bible is not what God has spoken. There are words of the devil that is also recorded over here. Did God say that you should not eat from the tree of knowledge? All these are holy Scriptures. These are not holy Scriptures. Those are the words. So will you say the whole Bible is holy Scripture? Am I messing up your brain? Yeah, we cannot take everything. That devil knows Scriptures better than you. And he can use the Scripture against you. He did it with Jesus himself. How, is it not written in Psalm 91, your favorite Psalm, Jesus, which you used to memorize every day? In Sunday school, every Saturday. If you jump, it never says if you jump. He twisted, distorted. If you jump, the angels will. It says if you slip. And this verse says, you will jump. Huh? What did he say? If you jump. If you are the Son of God, what was he targeting on? Identity. He knows. This fellow knows. Oh, this fellow. He knows that he is the Son of God. But he's acting as if he does not know. If you are truly the Son of God. What were you talking? You're asking me whether I'm the Son of God? Are you doubting it? No, I'm making you doubt. He's trying to make Jesus doubt. By acting as if he's doubting. See how tricky he is. We have to see through that fellow. Everything he opens his mouth is not lies.
Twisted.
Flip side.
Twisted.
The other side. He speaks the truth also.
Yeah.
If you are the Son of God, that means what? He knows that he's the Son of God. Otherwise, why will he put those words there?
Mm-hmm.
There's always an element of truth which he twists and covers it up. There's always a truth when the enemy speaks.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He showed the kingdom and he says, I know you come for all this. Which is the truth. He's come to take back what Adam lost, which belongs to him. He says, it was not Adam's, it was mine. In the first place, I gave it to Adam, and Adam, you stole it from Adam. But I can just rip it off from you. You can cheat him, but you cannot cheat me. But I will take the place of Adam, and I will take it back from you. And what he says, you just act as if nobody's watching, no selfies, no paparazzi, okay? No photos. Jesus, just do this. Jesus said, yeah, I will do. You did like this. And what will he say? That fellow left him and went on. Poor Jesus has to, I don't know how he climbed down the tip of the temple, you know. The temple. Then you would have asked, Jesus, I really need your help. I don't want to slip and fall from the temple. Get me down safely. The angels come and minister to him immediately. And there it is fulfilled. What the devil said. Do it. It was done to him. Because he was still the human Jesus hanging in the air. He didn't jump like a Superman. Here's what I'm saying. Think. You must think.
Yeah.
So all that is written in the Bible. Now, look at Book of Job. 40 chapters of crying. One book I don't like in the Bible, Lamentation of Jeremiah. Apart from the old Jeremiah, which is full of lamentation. What a sad thing, you know. You should put yourself in his shoes and be in that place. Everything that he said never came to pass. Because not for his lifetime, it is for the next generation. It didn't happen. The end and the book has been so he came to the end, and by the time this king was dead, he became blind. That king comes and takes him out of the pit and gives him a house and, you know, leaves him. But everything that he prophesied, Ezekiel, another crazy character. He was told to sleep one side for 365 days.
Oh my God.
And he fell down. He fell down. Will you do it, Ezekiel? Ezekiel, man. Had your mommy and father known that Ezekiel ate down, they would not have given you that name. Don't talk to them. Mama, Ezekiel ate down. I don't like that name. But everything that Ezekiel prophesied is for us. Ezekiel 36:26, I will take away the stony heart and I will give you a heart of flesh. It's 100,000 years later. But they prophesied what they never saw. One beautiful verse in Hebrews 10, which explains this. Let's read the verse. Coming back to worship. See the way they worship. They never saw the fulfillment. We want fulfillment in the same day. Pastor, you prophesied in the morning. This will happen. When will it happen? First Corinthians, right? What did I say? No, I don't think so. Check, I don't know. Check. I could be right sometimes. Since the worshippers have once and for all been sacrificed, who means our worship? Behold, I come to do your will. Remember, we touched all these verses yesterday about the communion. Yeah. And then all this. Okay, I think it's dry. Let us come close, most holy place. He's made a fresh, new living way, which he initiated, dedicated, open for us through the separating curtain, that is through his flesh. Since we have such a great mighty priest. Okay. Okay, it says that all these things were written for us. That's actually Hebrews 12. Because it talks about, right? Go to 12. The last verse. We love Hebrews 12 because it says, for the joy that was set before us. Okay. We're going to take a break now. Okay. Which verse? Somebody can help me. The last verse I said. It's not the last. Not exactly the last. Hebrews 12? Yeah, Hebrews 12 10. What does it say? Read it, please. No. It says, all this were written for us. Which is the faith chapter? It's
11.
Why are you in 12? Faith. Okay, calm down. Calm down. You're coming down. Where is? And then?
Such clouds of witnesses which is written.
The promise has availed us.
We have seen the better things, and God has provided in these last days
What verse is that? What number? 40. 40. Okay. What translation are you reading?
Voice.
39. Okay. All of this, though they won divine approval for the faith, did not receive the fulfillment. Did not receive the fulfillment of what was promised. Because God had us in mind, and I have something better and greater in view, not only for us, for them, so that they, these heroes and heroines of faith, should not come to perfection apart from us before we could join them.
Wow.
So their reward and their fulfillment was held back so that we could join with them and together receive it.
Amen.
Isn't it amazing? They're waiting for us. Okay? They were not even perfected. They are put on hold. They've been kept in the transit hall. Transfer hall. They cannot board that flight now. They're all waiting for us. Wow, amazing. These were the two heroes commended for the faith as they lived in hope without receiving the fullness of God's promise. But God has invited us to live in something better than what they had, faithfulness. That this is so that they could be brought to finished perfection alongside us. And what about the verse where it says that all these things were written as examples for us? It's about the rock, the cloud. The rock followed them, and the rock was Jesus. It's Hebrews, right?
Yeah.
11 and 12, 13 each month. And then all these things were written as examples for us. Verse 32. Yeah. Huh? Which chapter? Okay. And then? Okay. Is that the one which says the cloud followed them? Are you sure that's the verse? Okay. Yeah. 32? No.
The verse you were studying from verse 30. All these I have mentioned. Died in faith without receiving the full promises.
Okay.
Although they saw the fulfillment as though from a distance.
Yeah.
These people accepted and confessed that they were strangers and foreigners.
That's right. Yeah.
People who speak like this may claim that they are still seeking a home.
Okay. Now, the key here is that these great heroes of faith where basically worship God and declare. Now worship, we are taking it a little more deeper and expanded. Worship is not singing songs. Do you know about that?
Yes.
Worship is not singing songs. That's only the manifestation of it. That's only the result of it. But it is what worship is. As I said, 89, that it's about His word. And when you see Him, great is the Lord, great to praise, it's about faith. Okay? Now worship is pleasing God. Maybe said that. Okay? Hebrews 11 says, what does it say? Hebrews, without faith, it's impossible to worship God. For he or she that worships God must believe that He exists. He is here. The manifest presence of God is here. God is standing here. And He is the rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. Means worship Him. Alright? So the whole of Hebrews 11 talks about worshippers. Anyone or any person whom God used has to be a worshipper. If you're not a worshipper, Acts 13 chapter, they worship the Lord, God said, set apart Paul and Barnabas. Why? Because they worship God. So if you want to be used by God, we have to be just worshippers. And worship is not singing. Make a joyful noise of his joy. Now, let's go back to Psalm 89:15. I can't get out of this culture. This is so powerful. This is so powerful. I want another translation of the same verse.
How happy are those
who have learned
how to praise Him.
How to praise Him, okay?
Those who journey through life by the light of your face.
Okay, light of your face. Any other translation? TPT, 13 verse. Breath. Read the verse. You made the mountains. You made the majestic mountains. They are still shouting their praises to your name. I don't know how many of you gone near the mountain. We always hear the sound of water, rushing, wind, you know. Sound is always there. You mentally adapt to the sense that sound, you know. The snowy mountain and the sound over there, the snow falling, the rain, there's always a sound associated with it. And then, verse 89, what was that?
Breathtaking.
Can you read that, Maria?
And awesome is your power.
Okay.
Astounding. Yeah. Unbelievable is your
mind. Mind extension.
And
yeah.
When it goes on this
way. Okay.
Your glorious throne rests on the foundation of righteousness and just verdicts.
Just verdicts. Okay. That's
grace
it.
And
yeah, grace and truth.
Are the attendants who go before you. O Lord, how blessed are people who experience the shout of praise.
How blessed are the people
who experience
Who experience. It's not who know. To know is one thing. Experience is another thing. We experience the shout of worship. Worship has a shout. And for they walk in the radiance of your presence. So when you walk in the radiance of his presence, you cannot but shout. And then verse 16, we can do nothing but leap for joy. All day long. For that you need to have paya every day. You need to eat bananas, have more potassium for your feet. Yeah. And we know, see, it says we can do nothing but live for joy all day long. For we know who you are and what you do. There it is. We know what comes first. Who you are and what you can do and what you do. And you have exalted us on high. So what happens in worship, you get elevated.
Amen.
So the revelation of worship brings that elevation.
Amen.
You are, now, he used the word imitating. Worship is not imitating, it's actually levitating. It levitates you. It takes you off the floor.
Mm.
Worshipping God literally
takes you off the floor.
Woo. You're jumping and worshipping God. You're worshipping. Your feet is no more touching the floor. You are always on cloud nine.
Woo.
You are in His presence. The cloud of glory surrounds you as a worshipper. The angels literally pick you up to cloud, the throne of God is, and you start worshipping God. And the throne of God comes down. When you land, the throne also comes down.
Amen.
Wow.
It's so powerful when we read different translations. The glory of His splendor is our strength. Your marvelous favor makes us even stronger, lifting us even higher. You are our King, the holiest one of all. Your wraparound presence is a protection. Your wraparound presence. What more do we need? So let's focus more on. It's not just singing, it's not music, it's having the heart of worship more than the art, right? So when we have this attitude, we can shift any atmosphere, any place, anytime, anywhere, anytime we want. After we worshiped in the morning, we went home. we had guests, and we kind of, you know, the guest left, we took rest of a few minutes, and you know, and then we got up, and we thought, okay, we'll relax, you know, watch some, you know, some funny comedy. We couldn't. She was literally kind of, let's worship. But we had just came from church. We had worship servicing. You want to worship again? So yeah, I feel like we should worship. Okay, Dave, switch off the TV, bring the guitar. And we started worshiping for hours together. We couldn't stop singing. One after another. We worshiped till Jordan dropped on the floor.
Sleep.
How long will I say? How long? I mean, she didn't say that. Okay. I mean, to the extent we went straight to the bed after that, that's it. You know, the television, the entertainment, the enticement, the sensation, joy, everything just got knocked out because we were satisfied. Mm-hmm. We didn't feel like watching anything. Isn't it amazing? God comes to satisfy your innermost desires when you worship Him. Wow, this is amazing. Where is it? Abhi, please come. Kabhi, come. Kabhi, next year, take over. I just continued work. Ah, a noise.
Amen.
We are a noise. The enemy, you know, we used to have this tungsten, what? No, not tungsten. What is that thing?
Tuning fork.
Tuning fork? Yeah. You don't even have to shake it, you just go put your ears, sound. So are we in the ears of the devil. He comes near you, sound. Yeah, we are the noise that annoys you. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, dear good God.